Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We'll be doing anything and everything to expose bullshit.
What?
The ends sometimes justify the means. If you're angry and want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. Actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different today. I am going to be discussing with your favorite social justice warrior, comedian, and
alive. Tuke Adelo! Don't give my fake name. It's Tuke Adelo. Don't give the one you gave last time.
Tuke and allow?
Tuke Adelo.
You know what? You gotta be consistent with your name.
No. Facebook won't let me have my name. Don't worry. It's not my decision. Long story.
Alrighty. So Tuke and allow. Which means I gotta freaking change some shit in the description. We're gonna be talking about an article from the Daily Beast, which a lot of my listeners utterly detest that site, the Daily Beast, talking about why young men of color are joining white supremacist groups, which is an oxymoron in my opinion.
Okay, well here's the deal. You're just a Republican. I don't view you as a white supremacist. I view you as being around people who are kind of involved in those groups. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I found that article after I met.
After you what?
They literally told me that I was like, what are your political views? They were like, I'm an ethno-nationalist. I was like, for what? They were like, for white people like me. And I'm like, dude, you're not white. He's like, my mother's Puerto Rican, my father's Dominican, I'm white. I'm like, what do you mean that you're white?
Okay, well, personally, I consider myself, I have African blood in me. So, I mean, obviously I have African blood in me because I am a person of color. Also, you know, according to my doctor, because of certain traits I have on my skin, he's like, well, someone in your family is African because you have ingrown hairs in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the back of my head.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, whatever. So, I mean, the truth is that, like, a lot of race stuff isn't even, like, real. Like,
well,
you know,
yeah.
Like, so the thing that he kept talking about is, like, how before, you know, Puerto Rico was colonized and shit. That the people who colonized were white, so he must be white, or European. He's like a European nationalist. I don't know. It was some really weird shit, and it was kind of scary. And
so,
I kept being like,
let me first announce, I'm actually proud of you that you've decided to become a cisgendered woman officially.
Officially, when did that happen?
When you started dating a Puerto Rican man.
He doesn't like any of that pride shit for anybody.
Well, no, it doesn't change the fact that he's Puerto Rican, and it doesn't, and that you're in love with a Puerto Rican man. So congratulations, you are now Puerto Rican by injection. So thank you for proving your position wrong this whole time,
positions are wrong? I'm dating somebody. You know nothing about him other than his race.
That's enough.
That's fucking ridiculous. You know that,
no,
right?
No. It's enough. It's good. That's good. As the Germans
say. Nah, you sound fucking insane. I'm sorry. Like, to be like, oh, you aww, must not be this. You're like, oh, whatever, man. I don't care about that. Well, right what I care about
in
is
fact,
how,
in fact, by state law, I have to play this now.
You have to play what?
I have to play this. By state law, I have to play that because it's a victory. It's a victory for our people that he was able to get past your defenses. No matter whether he wants to deny it or not, he has island blood in him. So, congratulations on getting yourself a PR degree, as we like to call it.
A what?
A PR degree.
A PR, like a Puerto Rican degree?
A Puerto Rican degree, yes.
Well, do I have one or you have one?
You have one. You earned yourself a PR degree.
Because so, I fucked a Puerto Rican guy? That's ridiculous.
You got yourself a Puerto Rican guy, and congratulations on your success. Finally.
My success finally? Like I don't even understand how this has to do with any of this, anything. But whatever. I think it's really important. I really want to know what you fucking think about this Puerto Rican white nationalist kid.
Your boyfriend is a Puerto Rican white nationalist?
No, I would never date someone who is a white nationalist of any kind, any race. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're dating a Puerto Rican, so anything is possible.
All right, whatever. Who cares? seriously.
I'm actually really proud of you. In fact, next year you're going to be on the float of official Puerto Rican by injection. you know, women who decided to, you know, join the massa race. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. Okay. So hear me out. All so, right. You know, I do my show. People listening, I do a podcast called Hate Fuck Revolution. Louis B. has been on it, where I pair people up who have opposing political views. And I had this one guy, this, like, proud boy dude named Ramon, and he was like, whatever, he's a Trumpy. I don't agree with him, but fine. All right. So then he brings along his little friend, right, at the end, and we're all going to go out and get lunch. And we do, and the guy, I'm like, so what are your beliefs, Trumpy? And he tells me he's an ethno-nationalist. He, like, tells me about how everybody in his family is white and likes doing drugs and shit, and how he blames other races for it and all this really crazy shit. And I'm just saying, like, I'm saying, as a guy who's, like, conservative and Puerto Rican, does it scare you that there are young Puerto Ricans who are becoming white nationalists? Does that scare you at all?
I'm not gonna lie, when I was a young liberal in high school, I was actually a liberal before I even knew what it meant. I was actually against guns and shit like that until I realized some people needed to get shot. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I grew up not, you know, taught not to be, not to have any ethnic pride, not to be nationalistic, not to be patriotic. That's how I was raised, because my mom being the religion she is, against, you know, all forms of patriotism.
Yeah, really? I didn't know that was a religious thing.
Yeah, it is.
That's interesting, because a lot of, like, you know, Irish Catholics would never be very patriotic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not, I wasn't raised Catholic.
What were you? What are they, Protestant? Like, what are they, evangelical?
No,
what?
No, Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My boyfriend was raised Jehovah's Witness, too. He's super rejectionary.
Hold on, hold on. Okay, I'm just kidding.
But does it scare you, though, at all?
No, it really doesn't. Like, honestly, shit like that does not bother me at all. Am I worried about some KKK takeover? No, I'm not. I am not, because the people that think like that are obviously idiots. And
but I'm saying, you got people like that in your Proud Boys and all your groups.
They're not. Well, then they're going to probably get themselves kicked out, because they're not. They are rejected. We reject that sort of thinking. Gavin McGinnis.
There are, like, unofficial Proud Boy chapters. People.
Okay. Well,
around.
Then what? What does
No. You got to let me finish.
Okay.
What I'm saying is like, don't you think it affects your groups when you have people going around saying they're Proud Boys and having beliefs like that? And you know, when Gavin McGinnis released when Gavin McGinnis released that statement about rejecting the white identity shit, there were comments all over that shit that were like, oh, I don't know about rejecting that part. So you got dudes out there who still identify as white nationalists.
Well, then if that's the tenets of the Proud Boys, that we reject that, and yet there's still people that still follow what we reject, then are they really Proud Boys? That would be like me.
But it doesn't matter.
Hold on. That would be me like saying there are gay guys out there that rape little boys. Is that the same position of all gay men that all gay men are pedophiles?
But
yes or no?
That's not exactly comparable, though. Because being a gay person is not, like, being a gay person is a lot different than joining, like, a fraternity.
Yeah, well, you know what, like, we can't control what other people do. I mean, if they start...
Of course, but can you deny to me that there were definitely 100% Proud Boys marching in that Unite the Right, Jews Will Not Replace Us, classic anti-Semitic, classic Nazi shit?
Well, look, a lot of them got kicked out of the group when they got found out.
Okay, they got kicked out, but do you think that any of them still call themselves? Do you think that somebody like me is fucking crazy to think that there are to still associate Proud Boys with white nationalists?
Yes.
Is that really so crazy?
Because you got provocateurs.
The dude who came on my show is an official Proud Boy, and he takes me out to lunch with a guy who's a Nazi. A Puerto Rican Nazi.
That's not even possible. You can't.
Well, he called himself a not. He called himself an ethno-nationalist.
Like, honestly, well, then he's insane. Then he's the one
he
that has issues.
He believes that people of different races should not mate. He told me that. Because us Puerto Ricans
are a mixture of mad people. So
yeah, I know. That's like, why he sounds crazy. But what I'm saying I'm not done. What I'm saying is,
hurry up, damn woman.
I'm saying to you is that I think that if that Proud Boy is hanging out with that guy, yeah, I'm not crazy to think that Proud Boys still have white nationalist connects. But there are plenty of Proud Boys that are perfectly comfortable hanging out with, like, ethno-nationalists.
Okay, but who would you consider ethno-nationalist? Because I have a friend. I mean, look, here's an example. I have a friend. He goes to a lot of metal concerts, and in those metal concerts, there are non-Nazi, non-racist, in fact, a lot of Hispanic, black, white skinheads. They're not racist. They're just stupid. They that's part of the culture. It's not racist. It's not ethnocentric at all. It's not. It really isn't. It's just some idiots co-opted the skinhead thing and decided to turn it into something racist. That, like I'm saying, there are people that come into this that, oh, well, they have the, the, we, that say stupid shit, that believe stupid shit, and they come in and try to turn it over. They're provocateurs. When I was part of the 9/11 truth movement, I had guys coming up to me talking about reptilians took down the buildings, and they were like, "Oh, why?"
I've been around those people.
I mean, and I'm like, and I'm still, and a lot of people come around me saying the Jews did 9/11, and I'm like, look, if the Jews would be involved, the buildings will still be up because they would still be negotiating price.
Oh! And this kid.
And this
looked
kid.
At, I we were like, oh, we asked him about the Holocaust or whatever, and oh, he was fuck. Like, he was a Holocaust denier. And he told me that, what did he fucking say to me? He was like, well, don't you think it's the fault of the Jews that the Holocaust happened? I'm just saying, you got people hanging out on the right who are not white, who are embracing these kinds of ideas, like classic Nazi shit. That's classic Nazi shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're taking that small, a very tiny, minuscule, a fringe and painting the whole group like, oh, well, they're
all. I'm not painting Nazi. That whole group like that.
Well, that's what this article. That's what this article is doing.
I think that the article is separate than that. Like I think this the article the, talks the about daily... some people who are like him and talks about some people who.
But it goes on to paint the whole group as like it tries to paint the whole group as a bunch of like racist white nationalists. Which again, obviously, him being a Puerto Rican, which. I can guarantee you he has African blood. He does have European blood. He has Native Indian blood running through his veins. Like, I'm a white person. Like, go kill yourself.
So you think he's an idiot, too?
Of course.
I mean, the fucking Holocaust denial shit was when I was like, oh, my God.
Well, of course, because you got skin in that game.
Well, no, it's just ridiculous. Like it's just absurd.
It really,
and that's honestly. I mean, like, look, I kind of felt bad for him.
I'm not gonna deny the Holocaust. There are certain things that I've read. Look.
Okay, give me some of them.
I don't believe this shit. It's just shit that I've heard. Like,
there's a lot of excellent Holocaust denial literature.
Well, I haven't read any of it, so I'm not. That's why I don't jump into that shit because I don't know anything about no like. Oh,
okay, but this is why it was making me so mad though, because it's like, look, in my head, I'm first like, oh my God.
Like I heard the chimney in Auschwitz wasn't connected, so they couldn't have been gassing people.
Oh, that's fucking retarded.
Or the door to the gas chamber was made out of wood, so they could have knocked it down.
Like this chick gets raped. Oh, she was wearing a short skirt. You know what I mean? It's like stupid. It's like
the places where they reported that there were mass graves, there weren't any bodies there.
Oh God. I don't believe any of that shit. I think
the one I've heard was it wasn't 6 million is not the right number. It's much less than that, like 500,000 or some shit like that.
I mean, but here's the thing, though. These are just people
And this is shit that I've heard. In fact, in the history of me doing this show, I've had people dox me because I wouldn't cover it. I wouldn't talk about it.
People are crazy.
I've had people, and honestly, if you really want to talk about a white supremacist group, let's look into the Christian Identity people.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fucking terrifying people.
Not that they're terrifying, they're just like, because, I mean, I've been on Christian Identity shows, they've invited me on just to fucking call me a spick and a monkey and all that shit, and I...
So you agree that you got people who are, like, in the alt-right who are fucking crazy?
But we disavow the alt-right.
Yeah, the Proud Boys did.
But the thing is, this was before the alt-right. This was when I was still in the 9/11 truth movement, still doing Crotch Out Radio back in, like, what, 2009? And I was...
It's so funny that you're a 9/11 truther. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you know.
At least you don't think the Jews did it.
No, I think you did it. I think you had a hand in it.
You think I had a hand in it?
Yeah, because you're always questioning your gender, and you thought those two buildings looked too phallic, and it made you feel bad.
that's mad funny.
But I'm just really proud of you. Because now you're dating a Puerto Rican guy.
Oh my god. Hold on. Oh my god.
I mean, honestly, that when you told me that, I was so happy for you. I'm like,
oh my god, you're so sad. You're such a sad human being.
Like, honestly,
my boyfriend would hate you so much.
You're gonna learn how to make some sofrito, some arroz con gandules, some con chuletas. Oh my god, you're gonna make some pernil, and that's gonna piss your family off because you're part Jewish.
They don't care about any of this.
Oh, they don't care? Okay.
So no, they like them. That's it. They don't care. They're chill.
Yeah, no, but you're going to be making roast pork for Christmas for his family. Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to become so...
You assume so many things.
You're going to be so domesticated. It's going to be... You're going to be a strong woman. You're going to get stronger.
Oh, my God.
Because no. Us Puerto Rican women, our women are very, very strong, strong-willed women. And that's what we love about them. They takes no shits. They're not with the shits. They'll smack you up. They're very passionate.
All right, already. They're very passionate people.
Look, I'm happy for you. Congratulations. You know, no more of this. I think I'm a man bullshit. You better not. I hope.
Oh my God, shut up.
I hope you're not calling him talking. I'm going to kill myself. Just blow him. Swallow.
I do.
Okay, good. Do you swallow?
No, you're fucking biz. Go.
Because that's your antidepressant medicine. I read that on Wikipedia. That's good for you. It's good for your skin.
Oh my god. Okay. But here's the thing. I kind of felt bad for this kid because I'm like, you must hate yourself so much if you're like a Puerto Rican white nationalist, you know? So I like felt bad for him, but it was when he did the Holocaust stuff. I was like, it was crazy. I was just pissing me off because I don't like bad history. I don't fucking like bad history that ignores colonialism. It ignores that all this shit happened.
Yeah, I hated. You know? I hated la abolición. You know that what the United States did to my people. So,
what?
That's bad history.
What?
La abolición, the operation where the United States sterilized women on the island.
Yeah, what did they use? Did they use Spiro?
I think they just tied too tight.
Oh, because okay. So here's some crazy shit. Here's some shit. I want to know what you think of this. Okay. So, you know, so you can you have issues with trans people, right?
I don't have issues with them. Like, look, my issues with the whole LGBTQ RSTUVWXYZ wherever they want to fucking expand it. It's like, what more of a fight is there? I don't understand. Okay, it's really not cool to go around and beat the crap out of gays anymore. It's really not. It's not cool. It's against the law. It's against the law. In fact, ever since what? What's the name of that kid that got beat up and hung on a Matthew Shepard.
Yeah.
Who you know, I'm hearing conspiracy theories that the guys that attacked him were also gay. That it was just a drug deal that went bad. But whatever.
But see, the thing about that is, you want to say, "Oh, one thing happened for him." Fine, but
no. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But let me finish, woman.
Let me
woman,
fucking finish my
you
sentence.
You didn't let me finish. Coño.
I'm saying there's mad. The situations like that have happened a bunch of times.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not cool. They could get married. Like, okay. What, like, and this is, and talking from a specific, from a personal standpoint, like, the girl that I was with, she didn't like the fact that I didn't want to go to a gay bar. I didn't want to hang out with her gay friends.
Yeah, that would piss me off, too.
Like, I'm not comfortable.
People in gay bars all the time.
Yeah, but if you're, let's say I want to go to a place, and like, oh, I don't want to go to that place. There's a bunch of white nationalists there. I'm not comfortable with that.
But that's a lot different because white nationalists want to fucking, they don't, that they have some really fucking scary beliefs. Like gay people, they're just gay.
Yeah, but there's what if I personally just feel uncomfortable in that situation?
Well, you kind of gotta get over it, in my opinion. Well, then it's kind of stupid.
Fine,
like,
fine. I don't have to go to a gay bar. I don't want to go.
Okay, well, you don't have to go to a gay bar, but you also don't have to have a girlfriend.
Well, then I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you're gonna have a lot of problems with that.
Like, honestly,
people,
it's
most
like
people.
It's not like
in
it's
New
not
York
like I was
point,
it's,
have it's, gay friends. You
yeah, it's
mean?
Not like it's like, not like I was screaming. Why you gonna go see your fag friends? Like, I wasn't doing that shit. It was like, okay, well, you know, have fun. Oh, come with me. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, get over it. I think you like, need to get over it. But whatever. Nah. The point like, I was gonna make. Is
I mean,
that,
no, because
you
no, because it's
that,
it's also they it's more like they always try to throw it in your face, like except for me. I'm like, okay, nigga, damn, what?
I don't know.
Relax.
I mean, there's other stuff going
relax.
On.
Relax.
Got a lot of stuff going
except
on. About transgender people,
except me. Except me.
Right.
Or you know, you're dancing in the street in a fucking fountain. Like, what's that? There was this dude named, he called himself Queen Amora. He almost he almost got his ass kicked because he was like twerking in front of kids.
Yeah, she used to be my best friend.
Used to be? What happened with him?
Oh, with her.
Dude, he got a 5 o'clock shadow. Relax.
Her. She likes to be called her. Leave her alone.
I don't give a fuck what he likes.
She said some anti-Semitic shit, but we're friends again. I mean, she apologized, but we don't talk. We just don't talk at this point.
Like, honestly, he almost got he was on Union Square fucking twerking, and there was like kids, and somebody almost whooped his ass.
Her.
Okay, whatever. Tomato. Well, no, not even tomato. Tomato. No, he's a dude. Let's cut that. Let's cut the. I don't give a fuck if it's rude. It's the truth. When is being honest? Honest rude. I don't care. He wants to be called. If he want, wait. Does he want to be called a squirrel too? He will be hiding his nuts.
I mean, it's not that much. It's not like that. He made like this huge jump. It's not like he's trying to be different. She's trying to be a different species.
Like, but he's not even on hormones. He's not even.
Yeah,
doing
you don't know that she was.
Like, honestly, like.
But that's also none of your fucking business. Who cares?
Yeah, well,
who cares?
Yeah, but don't. But don't fucking force. Oh well, call me by this. Call me by that.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, I think that.
I don't get that. I don't get that. I don't get
but
that.
Whatever.
Luxury.
The point I was gonna make about all this stuff is that.
Fuck
that. There, I believe that some of the medicines that they give trans people, there's a theory, so there's a, you know, the estrogen, and then there's the testosterone blockers.
Yeah, because women...
Let me fucking make my goddamn point.
Then hurry up, woman.
I'm trying to get to it, but you keep cutting me off before I can even say anything. So, the testosterone blockers, I have a theory, and there's been some proof around it, that those medications have been used in other countries for, like, other reasons, and that it sterilizes people, and that it's kind of like a population control kind of thing. So I wonder if they're trying to, like, sterilize trans people, or also trying to sort of, like, kill them a little bit, because those medications are really, like, they can really fuck with you. Like, that medication, if you have too much potassium, you could die.
Yeah, I mean, but doesn't estrogen make you crazy anyway? Because, I mean, most
No, but what I'm saying, no, but I'm talking about the testosterone blockers, not the estrogen. The estrogen estrogen's not as bad as the spiro.
Yeah, you gotta like, you know, you gotta.
No, what I'm saying is, I wonder if the spiro itself. I mean, that's the controversial thing. Some people do need the spiro for other reasons.
Well, did they have spiro? Spiro.
It's called like spirolactone or some shit.
Yeah,
I'm just saying some history.
Did they have back in the 70s?
I don't know. You should look into it. But there has been some.
Okay, schnookums.
Some people believe that it's like. I mean, I kind of wonder if it's being used as a population control kind of thing.
Well, then this whole maybe Alex Jones is right about the gay frogs.
I don't know about that. No, but I'm saying, but there's like actual evidence around
the gay
that medication.
The gay toads and shit, and them turning. Yeah, I forgot the name of that. Chemical that he said that's in the water and shit.
I don't know, but Alex Jones is fucking crazy.
Crazy like a fox.
You think he's right about things?
Look, a broken clock is right at least twice a day. I mean, there might be some truth to what he says. He does sensationalize shit. My issue with Alex Jones is really a lot different from what a lot of people might have. You know,
what's your issue with Alex Jones?
Oh no, he's sabotaged a lot of other radio show hosts, and especially in Austin. There was a very popular show that was after him on GCN that his wife Kelly had him fire.
Why?
Jewish shit.
Really?
Because, you know, he was like questioning. He was not saying the Jews did 9/11. It was more like he was questioning Mossad, specifically Mossad's hand in 9/11. Because, I mean, saying the Jews did 9/11 means Rabbi Leibowitz down the block from me, who does a fantastic cut of meat. I tell you, you know, if you're going to go to the butcher, go to the Jewish butcher, because, you know, when you fry that shit up, it's you know, it's very lean. It's a very lean meat.
I'm glad you value the Jews.
I got a lot of Jewish friends. You didn't see me with the picture with the yarmulke on? Don't start with me, motherfucker.
But I'm saying, I'm sure you got some, like, weird I'm sure you got some JQ-ass motherfuckers in the Proud Boys. Like, you know, you can say, oh, but I'm saying, I'm saying the Proud Boys, whether they rejected white nationalism or whatever, they definitely have, like, traces in stuff they say that is connected to, like, old school Nazi shit. Just, like, quiet things. You know, the JQ stuff? Come on.
So does Antifa.
What?
So does Antifa.
How?
I mean, the fact that they try to shut down people's speech, they use violence all the time to try to shut down people's speech.
Whose speech are they trying to shut down?
Dude, they try to shut down people who are not liberal, who are not them. All the time. Look in Portland, Oregon, where this article was written. They're constantly fighting. In fact, there was a Patriot Prayer, and there was a transgendered person there, and they beat him up.
Hold on 1 second. I got a ticket here.
Uh-oh, what you do?
Nothing.
Were you hooking in a non-hooking zone?
No, just chill for a sec. No, this is for my vehicle. Anyway, you keep talking. You do your podcast.
I'm just saying they attacked a transgender person during a prayer event in Portland. Like, how do you attack your own? Like,
did they attack a transgender person? Why?
They did because they were with Patriot Prayer. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of transgender people on our side. We got Blair White.
Blair White, she's a piece of work.
What you got against Blair White?
Oh, I think that some of the stuff she said, I don't agree with everything she says. I mean, I've watched her shit. Just 1 second.
Oh my goodness, get it together. You know what? Anyways, I'm still really proud of her. So.
You're proud of her for what?
I'm proud of you.
You're still talking about this?
Yes. I'm celebrating your heterosexualness. you sound happier.
Do I sound happier?
You sound happier. You sound calmer.
That's funny.
The calm that only a Puerto Rican man can give you.
Oh my god, you're upset.
I'm what?
You realize that you're fucking obsessed, right?
I'm just really happy because you know what? Let this be the start of a trend where liberal women take up with Puerto Ricans and they get their shit together.
You think my shit's not together? You don't think I'm together?
It is now. Cause you got the strong pimp hand of a Puerto Rican behind you.
So what did you not like about that article?
Okay, well, first of all, I didn't like the writer. I did some shit on him. He does write for a lot of. He has a liberal slant. I didn't like the fact that it was just like I said before, it was painting the whole group as white nationalists, and he's like,
Okay.
I mean, and look, I've been around the Proud Boys. Maybe in other states it's different. I don't know.
Yeah, we're also in New York. You know, in New York, we got, New York, I meet a lot of Republicans.
we got,
who are like, I meet a lot of Republicans who have no issues with gay people. Like, that's not even why, you know what I mean? It has, like, yeah, nothing to do with it.
And honestly, I do. I have gay friends, too. It's just like this, like, I had a, like I told you before, I had a friend who well, he passed away of kidney failure a few years back. He was a Vietnam vet, and even, and he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Who, he loved pretty boys, but he hate, in his words, I hate these Twinkie motherfuckers.
Well, a lot of guys think, it's kind of scary, actually, how people think that way.
What, gay guys? They hate Twinks?
Yeah.
Really?
A lot of them do. I mean, if you go on Grindr, there's people that post, like, but they're also racist, too. They're like, no blacks, no Twinks, no this.
It's just a preference. Relax.
What?
It's just a preference. I don't, fuck it. Like, I see women, like, no Puerto Ricans, no blacks, no, you know.
Well, I would never, I don't give a shit about race in terms
no
of dating.
Shit. No shit, because.
God. No. Like, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking, are they attractive? Are they smart? Are they, the, you know? I'm not thinking, oh, what's their race? It's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I see that all the time. It's like, no fat guys, no Puerto Ricans, no, only black guys. I only want big back dick. I'm like, damn, that's fetishizing.
People say that.
Oh, yeah. Go on POF and see this shit. It's like, damn. Don't message me if you're not black, at least pack in 20 inches. Like, god damn.
Oh, god.
Who do you, like, what the fuck have you been doing with your life that your pussy's that stretched out? Like, I mean, I don't want to hurt you, but, yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
So, wait, so do you have anything specific you want to talk about? Because I got to go.
Damn, already?
We've been talking for, like, 40 minutes. Do you need me for the hour?
Do you want to stay the hour?
Nah, I gotta go.
Alrighty. So, where can people find you, Took?
Okay, they can find me at 2KEDALOW. You can also look up my podcast, Hate Fuck Revolution. If you want to be on, if anybody who is listening to this is in New York, and especially if you're a conservative woman, I need you for my radio show. Alright? Okay, that's that.
All right.
Follow me on Instagram. You'll probably love hate love me or something, because, like, I'm like third cousin of the left, but I don't like you guys either.
Yeah. But anyways, again, you sound happy. You sound, you know, I'm actually happy that I won't be getting the please tell me to kill myself fucking messages anymore.
Louis fucking cult. We got in contact with my aunt.
Yeah.
Or my cousin.
I called your fucking cousin. Yeah, I called your cousin. I'm not fucking getting blamed for your death. Shoot. I know that's the first thing they'll fucking do. Oh, Louis killed Took. Oh, Louis killed Took to kill himself. Oh, don't book Louis, because Louis fucking made a girl kill herself.
Who books you now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They fucking still blame me for the fucking, experiment comedy gallery.
I told someone I was going on your podcast, and they were like, why? I was like, because it's funny.
Well, I had Owen Schroyer 2-3 weeks ago, and last week, 2 weeks
Who'd you have?
Owen Schroyer.
I don't know who that is.
He's on InfoWars. He hosts a show on InfoWars.
Why did you have him? Yo, could you get me these people?
No, you ask them yourself, fuck.
I mean, fuck. I'll help you if you help me, bitch.
What are you going to do for me?
I don't know. Get you more fucking conversations with SJWs and shit.
Oh, shit. You want me to kill myself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, ugh. I'm just happy I turned you a little bit.
You didn't turn me.
I'm taking credit for you meeting the Puerto Rican guy.
All right. I met him long before I ever heard of your stupid ass.
Why did it
take? Oh my god!
Why did it take you so long then? Why did you friendzone this motherfucker for so long?
Because I'm an idiot.
No shit.
All right, I'm not an idiot. All of you, I'm converting you all to SAWs. Bye.
All right, that was Took and Allow. I hope you enjoyed that. What?
Edelo.
You know what? Fucking, come up with an easier name. Bye. How's about Took E? She Took E. How's that? Took E. Tookie tookie. Anyways, I'm gonna take a quick break before I fucking get started do talk some other stuff. So this is the official MAGA song.
Trump train, he's anti-establishment, he is a businessman, and he's so good at negotiating, he makes Democrats vote for him. All we need is you. If you wanna come, you gotta come legally. All the boys for Trump, yelling MAGA. All the girls for Trump, yelling MAGA. All the veterans for Trump, yelling MAGA. Stand up, get the MAGA, yelling louder. Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Great again. Great again. Make it great again. Make America great again. Donald Trump. Make America great again. Make America great again.
Make it great again.
Make it great again. Trump never take a day off, and if you voting for him, you know that it's gonna pay off, cause you know he bringing jobs back to us, you know that he bringing jobs back to us, the U.S., yeah, look, liberal politicking ain't gonna get us anywhere, Donald Trump, he don't care, no, he flipping votes in the states that matter the most, and he's chilling in his Trump jet going coast to coast, Donald Trump built a wall, the mean magicians, the madmen, the MAGA boys, you got it all the boys for Trump, yelling MAGA. All the girls for Trump, yelling MAGA. All the veterans for Trump, yelling MAGA. Stand up, get the MAGA, yelling louder.
Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Great again. Great again.
Make it great again. Make America great again. Donald Trump.
Make America great again. Make America great again.
Make America great again.
Great again. Great again.
Make it great again. Make America great again. Donald Trump. Make America great again. Make America great again.
Make it great again.
Donald Trump, make America great again. Make America great again.
Help the Crowd Shout Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB. And just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crowd Shout Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
Yeah, what's up? We're back. This is the Crowd Shout Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. That was Took and Edelau. Definitely check out her show. And if you guys want to be on her show, just look her up and ask to be on and destroy and conquer. Anyways, I just want to close out the show with some articles that I found. Singaporean dad brings in Asia Akiro as last-ditch effort to turn gay son straight. In both an aggressive yet not that surprising move, a Melbourne-based father has brought in legendary porn star Asa Akira at the 11th hour. Dad of three, Sak King Satskit Kwong from Box Hill, Victoria, in Australia, knows that being gay is just a sickness that can be cured with the right approach and reteaching that basic the basics of biology and procreation between man and woman. The time this time, however, how much did he spend? Doesn't say how much. Doesn't say how much he spent, but, you know, for Asa Akira. In fact, hold on. Let me see. Let me go on her website and check, because usually a lot of these porn stars, they do hooking on the side. Asa Akira escorts. They escort and shit. Porn star for escorts.com. Let me see. Alrighty, how much do you charge? Cam. Okay, no, that doesn't say. Damn it, no, that's a porn site. Okay, escort service. Okay, this is all porn. But, you know, she's probably not cheap. She's not cheap. My dad wouldn't even pay $20 for a crack whore for my ass. He'd just kill me and start over. It's like, fuck. It's like, oh well. It's like, it's done. It's done. That's the sound of me crumbling up the papers. Anyways, if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. Or I have the Skype open at Crotch Shot Radio. The Crotch Shot Radio on the Skype. But that number again is 347-927-6824. Wait, is she still on? No, she is not. Okay, boom. But, Jesus, to get her on. Damn, man. This is why I had to do the show early, just to get her ass on. Because she's like, I want to come on. I want to talk about this article. Like, honestly, this chick is like, oh, I think I'm a man, and this and that. She finally found herself a good man. Oops, hold on. We got somebody calling. We got a caller. All right. Try calling again. Whoever tried the call. Where the fuck is it not letting me pick up the call? Wait. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm going to call you back. Fuck it. Let me call you back. All right. Let me call. All we need is you. Miss call? No. Okay. All right. Let me see. Why does it not give me no fucking missed call? Tell me what my missed calls are. All right. Da 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 da. Where? Okay, Google Hangouts. Okay, try calling me back. Either that or message me your number, so that way I could call you. So yeah, so Asa Akira. What's next? Oh, that's why I did this. Ah, there we go. Alright. Where is it? Why is it not letting me fucking pick up? Here it is. Alrighty, you're on the show. What's up?
What's up, Louie?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Dustin, bro.
Dustin, how you doing? What you thought about Took?
What the hell, dude? Where the hell do you find these people? That girl sounds like she's freaking got a dildo up her ass and is always high on something.
Well, this is New York City. She's liberal. I was on her radio show. Where she tried, like, it wasn't even a dating show. It was more like a fucking debate. You know, where these people start you know, saying talking about some imaginary bullshit with some imaginary terms and shit.
She just, I was just like, what the hell is this girl doing on here? I'm like, come on, Lou, you got to be able to find better people than this.
Dude, what, you didn't think that was fun? You didn't think it was fun? I was just...
Like, oh, she was hilarious. I loved how you played the victory song for dating a Puerto Rican. I'm like, oh, I guess I got myself a PR degree. I've been with a Puerto Rican girl or two in my time.
Yeah, you're Puerto Rican by osmosis. Osmosis, yeah.
There you go.
There you
go
for you.
Oh, there we go again.
All right. There you go.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So there are people in the white supremacists that are colored now? Is that really going on right now?
Apparently there's some people of color, Spanish, blacks, who are white supremacists, who call themselves Proud Boys, but because they consider the Proud Boys freaking white supremacists, which where? Because I'm a second degree Proud Boy. I've been to a rally. Most of us are a bunch of coloreds. Like a lot of them are Jews. Like it's just how being dismissive. In my opinion, like, it's like, oh, well, you know, they're all, like, you might have some, like, white supremacists in the group, because you're gonna get everybody. People are just gonna want to join up, and they're gonna have certain views. You can't control that.
Yeah.
And some of them might just be provocateurs that call themselves, that say that they're one thing, but they're really just infiltrating to try to make the group look bad. And then you got people like the Daily Beast and the writer, you know, who's obviously a leftist, that they rub their hands is like, good, we could finally get them on something.
Exactly.
It's just,
yeah, well, what I've noticed is a bunch of people are, you know, all these groups and stuff and everything like that, I've noticed that a bunch of patriots like I've had to deal with are fighting against each other just because of all this bullshit anyway. Like, the people in Arizona after that primary with a Kelly Ward loss, the Patriot movement they had down there, I'm friends with with several girls that were down there, part of the Patriot Act down there, and they finally just quit because they all had differing opinions, just couldn't come to an agreement. And I'm like, well, you gotta look who you're letting into this group, and you guys need to understand there's gonna be difference of opinion. Like, I've lost so many friends and I've been called a fake patriot and all this stuff just because I have different opinions on different things. You know, about, like you had me on your show before. I'm more of a relaxed, laid-back Republican, but, you know, I'm a libertarian. I consider myself libertarian. Like, we already had that talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I see that we're all falling apart, and I'm like, you got to look at who you're letting in. You know, denouncing and all that stuff is good, but you also got to do a little bit more vetting, figure out what's going on, and agree to disagree. Like, all this stuff that's going on, it's like, you guys need to go back to your regular lives as well. But, you know, when you do the political stuff, why are you letting difference of opinion separate you guys? Not everybody's going to agree. It's like, it's just as bad as liberals saying, you have to think the way that I do. And I'm like, well, and then, you know, you go to our side, the right leaning side, and they're basically the same way. I'm like, this is not the way it's supposed to be. It's okay to have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had my my share of you know, difference of opinions when it comes to conservatives. I don't consider myself a conservative, obviously, because of the way I talk, the way I live my life. I'm not a conservative. I'm only conservative when it comes to fiscal, you know, fiscal responsibility of the government. But I'm a social liberal, which would consider me a classical liberal. I just don't want to have to pay for other things. Like when I was talking with Tuck about this, I'm not comfortable being in a gay area. I'm not comfortable there. Oh, you have to get over it. Well, me getting over it is me not screaming faggot or beating up people. Like, that's, you know, that's me getting over it.
I've actually been to a gay bar several times, Louis. They're actually not that bad. But, you know, to each their own. I've been to be honest with you, I actually enjoyed going to the gay club more than I like going to the straight club, because people there are so nice and they're not judgmental. They're not fucking judgmental as fuck like they were at the straight club. Like, funny thing is every time I went to the gay club, I always meet a straight girl there, and I'd end up hooking up with them, and I'm like, damn, for all the years I was going to the straight clubs, I'd get the rich bitches that want guys that do drugs, only have money. You go to the gay club, you meet the coolest single chicks there. And I'm like, damn, for all the years I went there, I couldn't hook up with one girl. I come to the gay club my first two times, and I hook up with a different chick each time. I'm like, this, and the people were just nice and everything. You know, it wasn't that bad. I got hit on by some gay guys, you know, but I told them, hey, I'm straight. And, you know, we had some cool conversations, you know. They're actually not that bad. The gay clubs are actually a little bit better than normal clubs, in my opinion.
Okay, maybe I'll get over myself and check it out, but I don't know. It's just, you know, I just didn't like my ex's gay friends because they always had to, like, I never met them, but she was always telling me how they were talking shit. And I'm like, why the fuck are they even commenting on heterosexual relationships? It's like, stay the fuck out of it, dude. Like, get a life. Like, damn, I mean.
Yeah, I guess it, you know, and I'm not speaking bad about New York, but, you know, from what I've noticed from people in New York that I've met, you know, not all of them, but quite a few of them are just jack assholes, and they're like, if you don't agree with me, I gotta be an asshole to you because I'm smarter than you. It's like, excuse me, motherfucker, but where I came from in Colorado, they were very open-minded and shit and everything, you know, and there were some trannies there, and I had cool conversations with them too, you know, like, I get along with everybody. I mean, I don't judge by, you know, right. sexuality, you know, hey, you're look, a person, I don't judge by race, you know, you know, I just judge by the character.
And I hate
so, you know, it may be different up there in New York, you know, depending on where you're at.
I hate to sound like I'm backpedaling. Like, I really don't care who you like to have sex with. It's just that when you start making it a whole political position and, like, it feels like you're, like, grabbing me by my shirt and pulling me and trying to shake me, like, accept me. I'm like, yo, relax. Just do you. Do you. I'm not going into, I'm not even fucking with you when you're holding hands on the street. Like, mazel tov. Live. I don't give a fuck. Just, you know, I don't know what more do you want. Because, I mean, again, in New York, you're able to get married. It's not really, like, no one really thinks it's fucking cool to, like, oh, let's go beat up some fags. It's like, yep, like, people look at you like, why? Like, just why? Like, dude, let's do some other shit. Like, why you want to go beat up gay people? Why you want to do this shit? It's like, it's not cool at all. What more do you want? Like, honestly, it's like, I was talking to her about this dude named Queen Amora who likes to run around in the middle of the, you know, there's this park here in New York, Union Square, where you know, he's running around in a fucking G-string and a banana hammock, freaking twerking and shit. Like, basically, you could see his asshole in front of kids. And I'm like, yo, now that's not cool. I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care how accepting you are or whatever or you want to be, like, that shit ain't cute. That is not cute. That is not cool. And I'm fucking depressed because it's already 7 o'clock and it's dark, motherfucker. I hate fall. I hate winter. I only like summer because it's like maybe early spring, late spring, because that's when it starts getting lighter. Staying late.
Oh, I agree with you, but I'm ready for. I hate saying this, and I never thought I'd say it, but I'm ready for fall and winter because I'm so sick and damn tired of this heat and this freaking humidity. I moved since last time we talked.
Ah, I thought you were in.
I'm in Iowa now.
Oh, you're in Iowa.
Yeah.
Ain't it supposed to be cool over there? What's going on?
No, it's hot and humid, and it's miserable.
I'm sorry.
I'm regretting moving here because this is a Republican state and they pay worse than Colorado. Of course, the cost of living is less, but they still pay you jack shit.
Goodness, maybe you should get yourself some melanin so that way you could deal with the heat good. I mean, I'm fine.
I'll think about it.
I'm fine. Darken up, son.
Oh, I got a big old tan. I got a good old tan. I went fishing on Labor Day, and let's just say I got a little bit of a burn because I took my shirt off And I was fishing and forgot to bring the sunscreen, didn't think it was going to be that hot out, and I burned. And so now we don't have many Hispanics in Iowa, but there was two the other day that saw me at the store. They came up and started speaking Spanish to me, and I'm like, girl, I don't speak that language. I'm sorry. Grabbed my groceries and left.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. I was like, I'm like, do I really look that brown? And then I went home and I saw my tan, and I'm like, yeah, I look. I look like a cholo.
Yep. It happens.
Just whatever.
They were probably pissed off, like, yo, this freaking, he's a freaking Oreo motherfucker. He's brown on the outside, white on the inside, doesn't speak his language. They're probably saying, oh, that's bad that you don't know your language. Like what they used to tell me. Like, oh, that's wrong. You don't know how to speak Spanish. That's your language. Da-da-da-da-da. How are you supposed to communicate with your people?
No, you're an American. English is your language. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, you know, I guess sign language, I guess. I don't know. So, you know, I learned Spanish because it's good for the mind to know two languages, and, you know, that's that.
Exactly.
So,
my girl's Korean. She's deaf, but she speaks, you know, she knows sign language, but, you know, she doesn't speak Korean, even though she was born in Korea.
Wait, how do you communicate with her then?
Oh, she has a hearing aid. She has one of those cochlear implants, so she's able to talk and everything.
Oh, okay.
And she's teaching me some sign language. I know the basics, like I love you and stuff like that. She's teaching me some sign language, but I'm able to talk to her because she has a hearing aid that it's one of those ones that sits on the outside of the head and it's got a magnet in her head and everything. And she's able to understand me and talk to me and everything like that. And she talks just fine.
Yeah, yeah. I went on a date with a Korean girl once. I took her home. She like, oh, I don't suck dick, and her pussy stunk, so I kicked her out.
Well, thankfully, I haven't had that problem with my girl. My girl cleans up nice.
Is she? Well, she was raised by, I don't know. This girl was raised by Dominicans, so I don't. She was adopted by Dominicans, and somehow
my girl was adopted too.
Oh, really?
She was raised by white liberals, unfortunately. Uh-huh. But thank God she's a Trump supporter. Otherwise, I would not be up here living with her.
Right. Goodness, doesn't Korea raise its own fucking children? Like, what's going on?
Apparently, from what she was told, Mama was homeless and couldn't take care of her, so she gave her up.
Damn.
Yeah. Apparently, Dad skipped town. Mama went homeless, couldn't take care of her, so she gave her up for adoption.
All right. Well, damn. Well, I mean, I guess she's lucky then, because somebody came and got her. And yeah, but you know, that's I'm hearing that a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's also why she's deaf too. When she got over here, she was really sick with something because. She was, you know, Mama and her were homeless until she gave her up. She came over here and she was really sick with something, and that caused her to be deaf because it screwed with her hearing somehow because she was only an infant.
Oh wow.
So yeah, so she got lucky. I'm like, it could have been worse. She could have gotten over here and died.
Hmm. And then you would still be single.
No, I'd still be living in that hellhole called Colorado. Or no, actually, my parents are selling the house, so I would have moved last month. I would have moved to Vegas, and I'd probably be balls deep in some porn star or something for all I know.
What's her name? The girl that
Asa Akira. No, oh, dude, I'd love to get with her.
No, not Asa Akira. That other girl that's forgot her name.
Kimberly Chi.
Kimberly Chi, yeah.
She's in California, but yeah. Well, the cool thing is my girl still lets me perform. So.
Oh really?
Well, I sent you that picture of that Amazon thing. You already know what she's doing. So she, I said, you can do that if I can do this. She said, okay.
Oh wow.
But yeah, she's dancing on that pole, and I'm dancing on top of other girls in front of a camera.
Oh well, congratulations, I guess, and you know, mazel tov.
That's why I'm not really accepted as a conservative. They're like, conservatives don't do that, and I'm like, motherfucker, shut up. There's a freaking girl that I know. I'm not going to release names, That is a friend of mine on Facebook. She now does a Snapchat Premium. What those are, pictures and videos and stuff.
I know exactly who you're talking to. She's Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh, yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, my God, I was about ready to ask her, can a guy join you for one of those videos? I'd love to be involved in that. She's an Army vet, and she's beautiful, and everybody's like, not a conservative thing, and it's like, dude, I'm not a conservative. I'm a patriot. Piss off. Yeah, that's what I don't understand. There's so much stuff you're not a conservative if you don't do this. I'm like, motherfucker, we vote the same. We just have different life choices.
Like, if I'm not fucking taking money out of your pocket, if I'm not forcing you to do anything, if I'm not shitting on you for being a Christian or a Jew or whatever, shut the fuck up. This is like, honestly, I don't understand how, like, this is true about liberal and conservative. Stay out of people. Mind your fucking business. If they're not hurting anybody, mind your business. If you don't like what people say, turn it off or listen to something else. There's other varieties out there. Like, mind your business. Mm-hmm. If you don't like her doing a Snapchat, unfriend her or don't fucking buy her Snapchat. I personally am not going to unfriend her because I think she's hot, but I'm not going to buy her fucking Snapchat because that goes against my personal beliefs of fucking watching a woman diddle herself for 8 seconds and paying $25 a month for it. Not getting.
I was halfway tempted to buy it, but I was like, I don't think my girl would appreciate that.
like I'm not jerking off to an 8 second picture that I can't keep.
Oh no, you can.
Oh, I don't know how. Oh, okay, well, shit.
Oh, when they send it to you, you just press and hold on, and then it'll slide over and say saved. It will save itself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still not paying $25. I mean, I'd rather meet her and touch her in person, you know,
and I heard Mercedes Carrera wants to, you lucky fucker.
Oh, because I begged.
Yes, I listened to that show. Trust me, I listened to your past shows. I'm still backtracking on your episodes. I'm still downloading them and listening to them. I'm like almost a year and a half back now. I'm still going as far as I can on Spreaker.
Damn. Yeah, because I got like over 10 years worth of shit on Spreaker. I imported all my past episodes into Spreaker because I'm like, fuck it, let's see what happens. But
I have to say you've changed over the years. I'm like, your views have changed, because my favorite one when Donald Trump announced and Hillary Clinton announced, you know, and you're like, no matter who gets elected, we're fucked, and now you're a Trump supporter. I'm like, he has definitely changed.
Well, because you know why? I open my eyes. I don't just be like, I'm not stubborn. If you give me new information, or if I see something different, you know, I'm like, I'm gonna change my mind. I'm not stubborn like that. It's like, you know, there was a person that I had beef with because I didn't agree with him being a Freemason. So, you know, the longer I knew, the more I knew about him, that I saw that he wasn't trying to hurt anybody. He was actually a patriot. I had to apologize to him. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Like, honestly,
yeah, I've done that too. I've had to, you know, eat crow, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you're actually this, that, and the other. You know, you actually are this, and yeah. I was wrong for saying this, that, and the other.
No, it's called being a man and freaking owning up to you know, your own mistakes. Yeah, it's like, okay, no one's perfect. And honestly, I think that's the problem with society. People don't want to fucking, they don't want to, there's no quarter given, no, none, you know. They don't wanna open their eyes and see a new point of view. Me, I've lived in New York. I've seen liberalism, leftism in action. I don't like it. I don't like this political correctness. I don't like this social authoritarianism something. I can't fucking say that word.
Authoritativeness?
Yeah. Like, you know...
Authoritarian, sorry.
Authoritarian stuff. Like, yeah. You know, you want to tell people how to live or how to think. Like how Took was doing. Oh, you need to get over it and not do da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay, but if I'm not comfortable with it. If it was the other way around, oh, you're not comfortable with coming to my place or going to a place with just straight dudes. Oh, I'm not comfortable. Something might happen. You know, we wouldn't question her. But me, I'm like, look, I've only been around, like, I've only hung out with one gay dude, and he was cool because he wasn't a fruit.
Oh, you need to meet my buddy Alex out in Los Angeles. He's a gay Trump supporter. He's Ecuadorian. I think you and him would have a great time because I went out to L.A. and I was supposed to meet up with a bunch of patriots because there was a travel ban at LAX, and I said, what time is it? Where do I meet everybody? And I got blown off by every single one of them. So I texted my buddy Alex. I said, what are you doing today? Because I went out to California just for that rally, just to hang out with all these so-called patriots that were... And especially that guy Harim Uzio. I don't know if you know him. He's the leader of Homies for Trump out in California.
Yeah, actually,
he was in charge of it, and everybody else. And I emailed them and Facebook and said, "Hey, I'll be out there for this rally. What time? Where do I meet you? Blah 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 blah." Nobody responded.
Damn.
I let them know the day before, the day of, and I said, where am I going? Where do I meet everybody? Blah, 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 blah. I even had a friend that drove all the way down from Sacramento, and she said she wasn't going to go. She ended up going, and I even texted her and said, where do I meet everybody? Because I found it on her Facebook she was going to go. Nobody responded, so I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to go hang out with Alex. I hit him up. He was 10 minutes away. I hopped in an Uber, and we went and hung out, and he was the coolest guy ever. Couldn't even tell he was gay. Couldn't even tell he was gay, and you know, we went and hung out and had a fun time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you would love Alex. You would think he's the most coolest gay dude on earth, to be honest.
I mean, honestly, and there was this other gay dude that actually gave me a job, and I would do voiceovers for his radio network. I mean, it's like,
nice.
But you know, maybe I just don't like liberal gays.
I have to say I agree with you there, because a lot of the liberal... I mean, I have a liberal transgender friend. She's cool as hell. I mean, I call her she because that's basically what she identifies as, even though she still has a dick between her legs. But, you know, she dresses and looks like one. You know, first when I first met her, I thought it was a girl because she pulled it off very well. Didn't have an Adam's apple. Trust me, I looked for the Adam's apple. They didn't have that until she admitted that she was. I was like, okay, whatever.
All right.
Cool, but she was cool as hell. You know, and she's like, and she knows I support Trump and everything. She's like, that's your choice. It's fine, to each their own. And I'm like, there's some cool people out there that aren't, you know, I guess they call them, they're not liberals. They're like, what's the word I'm thinking of? I heard it on Louder for Crowder today.
Libertarian? Mediocres
or mediums or something?
Not mediocre.
Moderates.
Moderates, yeah.
Yeah, moderates. So I guess, you know, they're moderates. But I've met some really liberal people. Like, I even told you on the one that time you invited me on when the first time, you know, I had girls that, you know, were all into me. We were going home. The moment I opened the door to my room, they see my Trump flag and they're like, fuck you, I'm out, you fucking racist pig. I'm like, bitch, you're black. I met you at the club, was making out with you all night long, and I'm bringing you home to lay the smackdown on that body, and you're going to call me a racist just because I have a Trump flag? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no, that like I was. I don't know if you remember listening to the Mr. Licario episode where I brought home this chick. She blew me, and then we were talking, and then we got into politics. She's like, "Are you kidding me? Are you for real?" I'm like, "She already swallowed."
Oh yeah, the dumpster diving one. I was like, "Louie, you can do much better than dumpster diving. Come on, man, you're Puerto Rican, man. You should be able to get the hotties, hot thick chicks."
You would think, but you know. Like, I don't know, I blame this whole Snapchat culture where, you know, these chicks, well, like, they act like they're all interested, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, you can see me naked if you pay $50 a month to watch. I'm like, fuck you! like you trying to, like, honey pot me, motherfucker? Like, don't do that. At least be honest, so that way we don't waste time. So I can just tell you no, and you can curse me out for being a cheap bastard, which is true, because I'm not going to spend $50 on you if I just fucking met you. Like, mm-hmm. if I haven't even met you, if you're, you know, it, like, before I even meet you, I have to fucking spend $50? Like, oh, goodness, I get that shit all the time. But anyways, yeah. So, but anyway, like, I was trying to tell her, our freaking trannies, our freaking gays are way cooler than theirs. Like, they don't come with the, oh, you know, I'm a victim bullshit. That's what.
Well, that's the one I messaged you earlier on Facebook. The trans person you were talking about on your show is the person I told you about. I believe that is the one that got beaten up and was a Trump supporter. That's the one I told you about. I was like, maybe you should bring her on. You know, him, her, whatever she identifies as. She's cool as hell. She's a Trump supporter, and she's dealt with a bunch of stuff. And I was like, maybe, you know, you can give you a little more information onto the transgender side of being a Trump supporter or something like that. Maybe, you know, I know you're not going to, I'm not trying to tell you to accept it. I'm just saying, you know, maybe you can get a little bit more information from her, from someone that is actually transgender, and, you know, go from there. And I believe the one, I remember seeing the video of the person being beaten up, and I think that was who I told you about, because I remember seeing the video and I was like, that's her, because I remember seeing the interview about it prior.
I just love, you know, she
there was a conservative reporter talking to her beforehand, and then all of a sudden I see the same person and she's getting beat up, and I'm like, oh my god, they fucking beat her up, are you serious?
Yeah, no, I just love how it took, like, she changes the subject. Oh, they did? And it's like, oh.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh wow, change the subject, motherfucker, because it doesn't fit your fucking narrative. Oh.
Yeah, I saw the picture of her, dude. What the fuck is she? How the hell did, I hate to say this, how the hell did a Puerto Rican dude get with that? She looks like fucking a cartoon from an anime.
Well, he doesn't consider himself Puerto Rican. He doesn't identify as Puerto Rican. He identifies as white. So, you know, he doesn't.
Well, yeah, better identify as no standards, because that girl was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, she's funny, but dear God.
I've seen her in person, and in fact, not for nothing, she's gotten better looking ever since she started, like, dating dudes.
Ah, gotcha.
Like, I don't know if she ever dated women, but all I know is she was, like, there were some pictures of her looking, like, hella rough and, like, trying to, like, look, like, with a unibrow and a mustache and shit. I'm like, come on, girl.
It's like, even lesbians don't like that. Trust me, I know. I used to have a lesbian roommate, and of course I got to live every man's fantasy of having sex with one, and it wasn't actually one of the best experiences ever, but that's in the past anyway.
Oh, I've fucked a lesbian before.
She was fat. Okay, cool. So we in the same boat.
She was fat though, and I was basically her side dude, because she had a girlfriend that, you know. So I helped her cheat on her girlfriend, which I don't think counts. So, so yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. We're not going to get into the whole cheating thing. Like, that's between you and her and whatever. So it's whatever.
All I know is she let me hit raw. So, you know. Yeah, it was all
right. Same hair.
It was all right. It was all right until, you know, I saw her, like, a few years ago, and she gained, like, an extra 40 pounds. I'm like, oh, you're bigger than me. All right. I mean, she was another one that was...
The one I smashed was petite, but she also had that, she had her hair cut short, but she had that, like, dyke hawk, I guess you could call it, but she was actually pretty attractive with it.
Well, congratulations.
I mean, my girlfriend now, she's got her hair cut, shaved on both sides, but got the, I mean, if you look at my pictures, you'll see it, but she's got the girl hawk, you know, she's got long hair on the back, on the top and the front, but both sides are shaved, and, you know, it's called the girl faux hawk or whatever. I don't know. She knows what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
All right. So do you guys?
She's gay, and I'm like, no, she's bi, but no, she's not a lesbo. Trust me.
She's not a lesbo. She's mine. Back off.
Yeah, she's mine.
Back off, you dykes. She's mine.
Oh, you should have seen it the first night we went out. We went to a bar, a karaoke bar. and this chick started making out with her, and my girl let it happen. I was like, hey, girl, if you're going to kiss my girl, you got to kiss me. She's like, oh, she's your girl. I'm so sorry. And she was there with her boyfriend. I'm like, why are you here with your boyfriend and making out with my girl? Okay, whatever.
You can't have it both ways. Well, I mean, you can, but you can't. Come on.
Yeah. Yep. It was fun to watch, but I was like, damn, I'm not in between that. I want to be in between that. I want to be the cream holding that sandwich together.
Yes. Well, congratulations, I guess. But, all right. I think I should end the show, because I think I've been going on a little bit long. But, thanks for calling. Thanks.
Anytime, buddy. And just remember, when I start doing my show here in a couple months after I get my computer fixed, you're going to be the first guest. It's going to be a nice show, and I've got the name picked up for my show. I just need to figure out how I'm going to open the show like you open yours. I got to write that down. I might have to collab with you and figure something out.
I will do. I'll help you any way I can.
Okay. Cool, man.
All right. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. If you guys coming in late, be sure to download this episode and listen to it from the beginning. It was fun as fuck. Again, thanks to Took and Allow for coming in, for calling in, and, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, donk.